This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You're listening to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Texas Power Grid looks good today as well. KRLD is tracking the grid for you this summer. And this morning, ERCOT says conditions are normal. Got enough power to meet the expected demand today. I'm Joe Kelly. The KRLD Morning News continues with Heather Behrens and John Little.
We're continuing to follow this breaking news where Brenna Swindell, the daughter of former Texas Longhorns and Houston Astros pitcher Greg Swindell, has been found safe in Oregon, according to police. The mother of three evidently safe in Oregon, and police also verifying that Morgan Guidry, her ex-boyfriend, whom she disappeared with, was arrested. Guidry had an outstanding warrant for family violence from Travis County. Meanwhile, Greg Swindell confirms the news on X this morning, saying she has been found. That's all we have for now. Thank you to everyone, and I mean everyone, who helped in the process.
A Rice University student is dead in an apparent murder-suicide. University President Reginald DeRoche says the body of Andrea Rodriguez Avila was discovered yesterday afternoon in her dorm room.
Rice University police responded to a welfare check at around 4:30 p.m. and found Andrea deceased in her room, along with an unidentified male with a self-inflicted gunshot wound who was not a member of the Rice community.
The woman's family had asked police to check on her because they hadn't heard from her in days. It appears she had been in a troubled relationship with a shooter who was from Florida. In other news, in Fort Worth, there are plenty of questions where five homes were damaged when a water line broke and sent up a geyser about 50 feet into the air. Susie Clark lives close to the site of the problem.
My house was destroyed because of a bad contractor who hit the water line.
Her home was just filled with water. Absolutely stunning video there. Fort Worth city officials say a crew working for a telecommunications company ruptured that line, and the company or its contractor will be responsible for covering the damages.
We will be hearing today from the assistant principal in Corsicana who was injured during a classroom disruption nearly 2 weeks ago. Kendra Rogers was rushed to the hospital with a serious eye injury. She's been at home recovering this past week. Corsicana ISD says the student involved has been barred from campus. Rogers will speak briefly this morning, but won't be taking questions. It's happening at 10 this morning at Corsicana ISD's administration building.
A closer look now at apartment price-fixing allegations leveled by the Justice Department shows renters more than 20 North Texas cities could be paying more than necessary. KRLD's LP Phillips has been reviewing the massive lawsuit.
The suit claims landlords in cities like Rowlett, The Colony, Las Galinas, Southlake, and the Park Cities have been using software developed by Richardson-based RealPage to keep rent prices artificially high. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the program allows landlords to trade protected information to keep all apartment prices high. A rising tide that raises all ships, the suit says.
Tens of millions of Americans are renters, and almost half of those households spend close to a third of their hard-earned income on rent.
RealPage has until October to respond. The company does deny wrongdoing. RealPage was developed, then sold by Dallas billionaire Stephen Wynn, whose latest development is the massive Cosm Entertainment venue in the Colony. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
It was a collision between a car and a DART train in southern Dallas Monday afternoon that put one person in the hospital. Video from the scene at South Lancaster and East Ledbetter, near the VA, showed a car wrapped around a pole and pinned against the side of a DART train. The driver taken to a hospital, though their condition's not known. The crash resulting in delays for Blue Line passengers. In Dallas, a two-year-old girl, thankfully in stable condition, after she was shot while in a car. Now, this happened over the weekend in the White Rock Hills neighborhood. Police say 50-year-old Jason Kane fired into a car, striking the child with one of those shots. Rayanne Williams was at a home when she heard the shots in front of her home on Northworthy Drive. She says cops swarmed the neighborhood, so many her son couldn't get home from work.
He got home about 9 o'clock, and he went to, you know, turn in on our street on Northworthy, and they had the entire street, the L-shaped street, blocked off from both ends, so he could not get to my house.
Kane accused of 3 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and 1 count of aggravated assault with serious bodily injury.
Safety changes at Dallas's Solar Preparatory School after a student brought a gun on campus. The school district says the student was quickly disciplined and the gun was taken. NBC 5's Candace Sweat has more on a meeting last night that brings immediate changes to the school's safety policies.
Dallas ISD said the gun never made it into a classroom and there were no injuries to report. A parent who attended told NBC 5 the student reported the gun inside the auditorium before the start of class. As for this safety meeting, a spokesperson told us the principal, Dallas ISD police chief, and school administrators were present. The Wilson said they simply wanted to leave feeling reassured.
If we walk away with that, if we walk away with assurances of new measures that have put into place, then I think that will probably for us personally satisfy, you know, what we're looking for.
Dallas ISD says new safety measures include metal detectors for 6th through 8th grade and backpack checks for 3rd grade and up, effective immediately. Parents who attended the meeting said they were also told there would be increased personnel at school drop-off and new cameras installed.
That is Candace Sweat reporting. And Dallas city leaders are set to review the city's violent crime reduction efforts at this morning's Public Safety Committee meeting at City Hall. They'll discuss recent declines in violent crime, like aggravated assaults and homicides. But business robberies have surged by about 20%. The meeting's also going to cover new initiatives for recruiting and retaining police officers, including recent recruitment events and a $1,000 referral program for new recruits who complete the academy.
A man behind a deadly Arlington high-speed chase will spend the next 5 decades behind bars. KRLD's Austin York has that story.
Anthony Thompson Jr. pled guilty to several charges, including murder, evading arrest, causing serious bodily injury, and aggravated robbery. He was sentenced to 50 years in prison. It was in 2022 that police in Arlington identified Thompson as a suspect in several violent robberies. They spotted him on the road, tried to pull him over, but Thompson sped away. The high-speed chase, which saw Thompson weave dangerously in and out of traffic, ended when Thompson ran a red light and collided with vehicles stopped at an intersection. Thompson's car slammed into the back of a car driven by Hector Diaz, causing it to flip over. Diaz was killed in the crash. 14 others were injured. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
And Richardson is partnered with UT Dallas, developing advanced 5G technology. A new research lab will focus on enhancing infrastructure for key industries, including manufacturing and healthcare. It's supported by a $42 million federal grant, and the project's part of Richardson's Innovation Quarter. It's a hub designed to attract business and drive innovation. The lab, funded under the CHIPS and Science Act, will be essential for future wireless communications and industry collaboration. Friday Night Lights begin this week in Texas, but there's growing concern about a football referee shortage. We've told you about this the last several years, and Michael Fitch with the Texas Association of Sports Officials says their members are quitting because of the harassment that comes from players, coaches, and yes, fans.
Spectators seem to be the one that's growing at the most alarming rate.
He says for every 10 officials they get, only 2 are sticking around, and that shortage means Friday games are more often being pushed to Thursdays and Saturdays, and he says nobody likes that. Texas has a 3 strikes rule, by the way. Referees would not be sent to some schools that show a repeat culture of abuse.
It took all offseason to get it done, but number 88 is getting paid. NBC5's Nui Scruggs has more.
From a number standpoint, CeeDee Lamb was the best wide receiver in the NFL last season. That's why it's so confusing why it took Jerry Jones so long to pay his top target. But the holdout's over. Lamb has a new contract extension. Number 88 is getting 4 years for $136 million. $100 million is going to be guaranteed, and Lamb gets $38 million in a signing bonus. He will be in the lineup when the Cowboys face the Browns in week one in Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, man, I wish I could play football.
I know, right?
Right?
That would be a nice little payday.
But I think the key is playing it well.
Well, yeah, that helps.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, everybody can play it poorly, right? Well, Paralympians gearing up to take over Paris, and a North Texan is aiming for his first Paralympic medal. It's Sergeant John Joss III from Corsicana. He nearly lost his life in a 2007 deployment to Iraq, but tells our partners at NBC5 he is using that military training that once saved him.
When I got picked up on the Army Marksmanship Unit, I had never seen some of these match rifles they were dealing with, but it didn't take me long to get proficient with them.
It is the third Paralympics for Joss, and shooting sports kick off on Friday in Paris.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.